He is the publisher of Racing Times magazine. She is the voice of NASCAR. Together, they will take you to the checkered flag. It's time for Racing Times with Alan and Robin on Fantasy Sports Warehouse Radio. Now, here are your hosts, Alan and Robin.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Racing Times Live with Alan and Robin. He is the I'm the blonde, he's the bombshell, and we've got a really, really busy show tonight for you. Alan, are you there?
Yes, I am, Robin. How are you doing today?
You know, it's been a crazy week. Today is my youngest son's birthday. He's 19, so you know, we'll be having some cake and ice cream and stuff after the show. Even at 19, you have to have cake and ice cream. But other than that, it's just been a crazy week. You and I have been very busy. We have our network is up and running, and Jake Clevenger is going to have his first show Saturday morning at 8 a.m. I said to him, well, I'll help you in the studio, and he's like, well, it's at 8 a.m. and that's 6 a.m. my time, and I'm like, dude, that's 6 o'clock in the morning for me. He's like, yeah, just drink a lot of coffee. He like had no love for me then whatsoever.
Just to make sure you have the link so when I get up I can listen to it.
Exactly, yes. Yes, so everyone is probably asking me, why do we have the Racing Nation link? When I created the episode, Racing Nation and Racing Times is very similar, and I clicked the wrong one, and for some reason it wouldn't go back. So this is a little tribute to the Racing Nation radio network that is no more, which is kind of sad, but we're just putting it out there for the guys from Benny and Daryl as in memory of what was. But we've got a really, really busy show today. We said from the Camping World Truck Series, Cameron Haley. This kid is 6 points. He's from Canada. I cannot wait to talk to him. Then we have Brett the Jet Hearn. This guy has so many wins, it's not even funny. What has he lost? I mean, he's got so far 848 wins, I believe, and a modified. That's pretty damn good. And then we've got Doug Dunleavy. He is a big sponsor of modified teams, and he also sponsors tracks as well and races. And I really want to talk to him because I want to. You know how we've been hearing all year long about some tracks that have had to close or some drivers who haven't been able to race all because of sponsorship. And I kind of want to get to know more about what that entails, and he'll be able to tell us that. And then also, after that, we've got from the NHRA, Cameron Haley. He is just coming. Oh, I'm sorry. See, what is wrong with me? Greg Anderson from the NHRA, just coming off of a win from the Pro Stock Drags at New Hampshire Speedway. And you were there,
yes,
were you
was. Not? Yes, I was.
And you... And you saw everybody that we've been talking to.
I saw everybody.
You saw Brittany.
Brittany, Courtney,
you saw
John.
Brittany and Courtney and John. And speaking of John, we just want to let you all know that, yes, indeed, we do not lie and we don't make up stories. John Force is indeed a friend of ours, and here is proof right here.
Hey, this is John Force, 16-time Funny Car Champion, and I'm the driver of the Peak Antifreeze. You got it. It's a Chevrolet, and you're listening to the Racing Times with my buddies live with Alan and Robin.
Awesome.
Hey, this is John Force, 16-time Funny Car.
Now we need to stop it, okay? But that was pretty cool. And I know that Doug Dunleavy is going to be happy because we do have a promo from Doug Kobe, which is pretty cool. So we'll play that for him when he comes on. And then at the end of the show, we're going to have Robin Snell come on. She's going to tell us everything that's going on with the Baby Declan fundraising. She has her blog, Robin360. She's had a ton of readers she's picked up in the past few weeks. And she's a part of Racing Times magazine. That's you, Alan. And so you must be so proud of her. And all the success that she's seeing right now. So we have a ton of things going on. Also, I didn't write it down, but I should have. But anyway, did you see the races last week? Oh, no, you were at NHRA. You were at
NHRA. But I got to see one race on TV. I forgot which race. Between the rainouts and stuff like that, I got the peak on the phone and stuff on Sunday, but...
It was off on, off on, off on. It was crazy. But Kurt Busch won his second NASCAR Sprint Cup race. He is now up two, and Pamela Driscoll is got a big fat zero with the FBI and the CIA and the IRS all over her. So a little bit of karma, a little bit of karma for her. You know, the trucks are going to Iowa, and the racing is going to be in Sonoma. Is it not Sonoma, right? Because I know that Daryl Stoops is going. He's going there, going to be there for 5 days. Talk about, you know, I hope they don't have that rule. I know they did it. Did they do it with you where you had to have, you couldn't, once you left?
Yeah,
track,
once you left
couldn't come back in?
The track, you couldn't come back in.
That's crazy.
Unless you were going to buy another ticket.
Yeah, that's crazy. You know, I hope and pray they do not do that. Because if you're somebody who's going to be there for 5 days, you're tailgating and you're going in and out. I mean, it's always been that way. I don't understand, you know, what the reasoning behind any of that was. It's just nuts. But another great thing that happened last week was that our buddy John Forrest actually won. He won in the Funny Car division, and we were so excited.
Yeah, because that win made him win at every single track he's ever raced at on the circuit. That was one. It was only 3 years old, but that was the only track he didn't win an event at, and he just went on and dominated.
That's awesome. That's absolutely awesome. Did you see the quote that was in the Boston Globe the day before the race?
Oh yeah, they were making a big thing about that. I stayed away. Well, I talked to all four of them: Brittany, John, Robert, and Courtney. And I stayed away from that question. Everybody knows, you know, when John Forrest. I mean, he didn't mean it the way they just took it out of content. But everybody wants to be everybody there, and you know, and. You know, he's won it 16 times. Who doesn't want to beat a 16-time champion?
Exactly. And what he was basically saying is that he wanted to go after Shoemaker on the track, not personally, not, you know, not through any type of abuse of any kind or anything in that measure. He meant he wanted to massacre him on the track, you know. And, of course, the Boston Globe blew it out of proportion and made it sound like he was a stalker to beat the crap out of him, which is not true at all. So that was pretty strange.
We had Landon on a couple weeks ago, Landon Simon.
Yes.
And one of the questions I asked him was, one of the forces, who you would pick to race against on a dirt track or anything, and he said Brittany. And when I saw Brittany, I told her what he said, and she said she was all game for it. She was all game for it. She would definitely step into any car to race.
That's pretty great. That is great. Are you going to? I can't wait. Excuse me, for this weekend, because I do love the Sonoma track. And
Sonoma's next weekend. The Sprint Cup guys got the weekend off.
Right, but I'm all over the place right now. I know they're in Iowa. That Friday for the Camping World Truck
Chicago,
Series.
Chicago.
Yep, you're right. That is absolutely correct. It's me. I'm out of it.
Dunleavy's got a car entered in the ARCA series. He's got a sponsored car in the ARCA race at Chicagoland.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Andy Seuss. This just came about maybe Monday or Tuesday. Andy Seuss wanted to run it and didn't have a sponsor. He got a hold of Doug. Doug funded him the money to run the ARCA car. And when I was talking to Doug during the week, he was getting the logos made, sent off to Chicago so Andy could put on the car. And he's got a car in the ARCA race.
That's fantastic. That's great. You know, it's great when you hear stories like that because, I said before, we've been dealing with so many great drivers that want to run a full season. You know what I mean? And they'll have a sponsor one weekend and then they won't have a sponsor. So it's pretty hard out there. You know, it's pretty hard to get a full-time ride. It just blows my mind because, you know, racing, I know that as far as NASCAR is concerned, yes, a lot of the audience has kind of slipped away. And I know who I blame for it. You know, I think it's a combination of a bunch of things. But and the local track areas, I mean, they're thriving. You know, I mean, some areas of the country, they're thriving on, you know, getting those NASCAR fans to go to their shows on a Friday or Saturday or a Sunday afternoon. So just a whole different element when you go from, you know, the top tier of NASCAR, you know, through the field and all the way down in these other divisions where, you know, there's no problem at all when it comes to attendance. So, but I'm really interested to talk to Cameron because he's from Alberta, Canada. And how, I just want to, you know, find out from him that, you know, because when I think of Canada, all I think of is snow, which is wrong. I mean, they have a summer, you know, but it makes me wonder how he got involved into racing, you know, and I can't wait to talk to him about that. So that'll be fun. And also to ask Brett, it's so funny, these guys and these modified drivers all have nicknames. It's really funny. I love it. Because Keith, Kid Rock Rocco, and Brett the Jet and all that, I love it. And the fact that a lot of it happens up in the Northeast, I love even more. You know, because I, you know, I was saying today, I was looking at a picture of my cousin Jim, and I was like, I wish that he was alive now for to see that I'm doing whatever I can to try and keep racing in the family, even if it's from talking about it, you know. And it's kind of sad that, you know, when I do come out there this July, and if we go to Thompson, you know, if he were alive, he'd probably be there, you know. So I just, I wish he was here. I miss him. So. Do you have any big plans for this weekend?
No, not really. I'll probably just hit a local track, possibly Waterford on Saturday.
Oh,
just stay
cool.
Local. Yeah, to, you know, see Keith Rocco probably win again.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all.
Well, it's going to be a fun weekend, and a lot of people are going to be celebrating Father's Day. My husband is out, so he is in New Hampshire, so there'll be no big celebrations here. And my dad, unfortunately, has passed away, so we won't be talking to him or anything. But so Sunday will probably just be a normal Sunday around here. So, whatever. but I sure did. It makes you miss your parents, makes you miss your dad, and all of that. So. I'll think of something to do. I can always think of something to do. I'll probably go to Garden of the Gods. That's where I spread some of my dad.
Never a dull moment around your house.
Yeah. I know. That's very, very true. That's very, very true. But I was thinking probably maybe I would go to Garden of the Gods because that's where he is. I have some of his ashes spread there. So, you know, hopefully, you know, maybe I can make that happen on Sunday. So that'll be nice. Do you have anything other than the racing? Now, what's everything that's going on during the Loudoun weekend? Isn't there a big race at Thompson that same weekend in Loudoun?
They tried on Thursday to try to get like I think it was last year or the year before, Ryan Newman came down, Rusty Wallace. They tried to do something that week, you know, to bring the fans. So I'm sure, mm-hmm. I know Thompson's running. I know, I think Lee runs on Friday night and they have some, drivers go there. So it's pretty much a big weekend, like with Thompson on Wednesday, Friday,
right.
Then you got the modified tour and everything on Friday and Saturday at Loudoun. So it turns into like a busy week.
Well, Cameron, you know, he's just, you know, he does really well at Iowa. So, you know, he just wants to, you know, get a repeat, you know, coming up this weekend. So you know, what's so cool about these young guys, you know, when they're in these truck series or they're in Canon or Whelen, is that they haven't been corporated yet. You know what I mean? It's like the big companies haven't turned them into just a robot driver who just stands there and mouths off sponsors. You know what I mean? They still have that personality and that the kid in them that wanted to race when they were young, you know, and that's really, really cool. I think that, you know, I love talking to them before they turn into that person, you know what I mean? That just walks out of tops out of his race car and is just like, yeah, I just want to thank the blah, 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 you know? Oh, how could I have forgotten? The biggest news in all of NASCAR happened this weekend, and we're probably going to have to talk about it until it happens. And that is, yes, people, the Prince of NASCAR, Dale Earnhardt Jr., is now engaged to be married at the age of 40 to Amy. I don't know her last name. I don't really get into their personal lives. But, yes, I do believe that this will probably be like, we're going to get saturated with so much news in regards to this. Like, I already don't care. it's like, oh, that's nice. Okay, but we're going to get saturated because it's Dale Earnhardt, you know, and it's Dale Jr. And, you know, we've been having a little bit of fun with it. You know, I found a wedding dress that actually had a bunch of sponsors on it, so I put that up. And we've been having a little bit of fun with it, but I think if he's smart, he should just elope. What do you think?
I think so, too. It's going to be like the Prince of England all over again. And
It's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. So, and we'll probably know absolutely everything that's happening. I think, you know, like I said, who is it? Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. They did it without anybody finding out. You know, there have been other people that have had, you know, that went and got married and you didn't find out until Monday when they released it. So I think that, you know, Dale Jr. should kind of take a, you know, learn how that happened and make that happen. Let's not turn this into a circus, you know, and because that's what I worry about the most, I think, is it might turn into a circus. And it shouldn't. It should be a private family and friend time. And, you know, I know he's very, very fan friendly, and that's great. But we don't need to know all of this stuff that's gonna happen. And it's none of our business, really, you know. But Junior Nation is very, very strong, and they're so, you know, they need to know everything. So we'll see how that works out. So other than that, okay, well, we have a caller from the 801 area code. This isn't the number that Cameron gave me, but I'm hoping that it's him. Cameron?
It is. Yes, it's Cameron Haley.
Hey, how are you? This is Cameron Haley, driver of the number 13 Cabinets by Haley and Carolina Nut Camping World Truck Series truck. How are you? You getting ready for Iowa?
I am. I have got to Iowa today. We got through tech all fine with the truck and ready to roll for tomorrow.
That's fantastic. Now, you had success there last time you were there, correct?
Yeah, the past 3 years we've had a lot of success in the Can-Am car. And I think that's going to help me a lot going into the Truck Series race tomorrow.
Fantastic. Alan?
Yeah, Cameron. Iowa is always a difficult track. What's the most difficult thing for you at that track?
The most difficult thing about Iowa is just over the past few years, it's gotten a lot rougher. And the biggest thing with that is there's a big bump over the tunnel in turns 1 and 2. And that seems to get a lot of people every year. So that's the toughest thing at Iowa and just something we're going to have to deal with tomorrow.
So just coming off of Pocono where there was, you know, a rough surface, now going to Iowa where there's more rough surface and having to deal with that. I have to ask you, because you are from Canada, and how did you get involved in racing? What did you see when you were young that made you decide, this is what I want to do?
Well, to tell you the truth, I can't really pinpoint one thing in my career that really set it off, but I just started like any other kid. I started racing go-karts when I was 7 years old in my hometown, Calgary, Alberta, and I just slowly started to move up through the ranks. And the biggest thing about racing is just knowing people, and
right.
I got in touch with the right people. I got noticed by the right people, and when it comes down to it, I have a great sponsor like Cabinets by Haley. This year, Duke Thorson at Thor Sport Racing really stepped out to me and helped get me to where I am. So I just had a lot of great people along the way to help me get here.
But the thing that's cool about you, Cameron, is that, yes, you have all the sponsors, and then that's wonderful, but you also perform. You know what I mean? You are 6th in points right now. You are a driver that you know, a sponsor knows that you're probably going to get it into victory lane. There's no worries of that. You know what I mean? If you have the talent. And, you know, right now in the age of NASCAR where a lot of people are saying, it doesn't take talent, it just takes money to get into a race, you're not doing that. You're bucking that system by having the talent as well as the sponsors.
Yeah, and that's the hardest part is it just looks – I mean, I'll be a culprit of it myself. When you look at the Camping World Truck Series as a Can-Am driver, where the biggest track we go to is 1 mile oval. And you
right.
get now into the Camping World Truck Series where you got these mile and a half, 2 mile, 2.5 mile tracks. And on TV, it looks easy. It really does. And I fell victim to that this year. It looks easy. But as soon as you get in that truck and actually experience it for yourself, it's really not. They're tough races. They're tough competitors. Everyone's professional. And when it comes down to it, you have to be on your game 100% of the time in order to do well in these series.
I tried to actually get into a car, a race car, at Caraway in North Carolina about a month ago. I had no problem getting into it. Getting out was scary, but you guys are – it was quite comical, I have to say. Alan?
Yeah, talking about the series and the tracks that you run, you guys run a track in Canada, the road course. Is that going to be like a homecoming for you? Is you going to have, like, the fans behind you?
Yeah, and that's the coolest race we'll go to all year. And although I'm on the west coast of Canada, just being back in my home country is a really cool thing. I know I have a ton of fans back in Canada that are eager to come to the race and cheer me on. And it's a road course too, so it's another added bit of difficulty. But just knowing that I have that home crowd support, I think, is going to help me a ton.
Is that like your favorite track, or do you have another favorite track that you just love going to?
Well, I think my favorite track on the schedule this year is probably Dover. I love Dover. It's such a fast track, and the racing's good there, and it's just a cool place to go to. So besides Canada, Dover's probably one of my favorite places.
Alan?
Yeah, Cameron. Having Matt Crafton as a teammate, obviously he's winning. He's just dominating the series and, being a champion. How much do you go to him and get the input from Matt?
That is a question that comes up a lot. And the simplest answer is I go to him for a lot of things. Obviously, being a rookie, I really haven't been to any of these tracks. I have a lot to learn in the series, like I said earlier. With these mile and a half and all these big tracks, it's just something I've never experienced. So to have a champion that is doing really well this year, have that support and help from him and my other teammate, Johnny Sauter, he's just as good as Matt is.
Oh, yeah.
So between the two of those guys, they have given me a ton of help this year, and I'll continue to lean on them for the rest of the year.
So driving in a super speedway, was that a little bit daunting for you? Like, oh, my gosh,
Well, I heard horror stories from it. So when I first went there, definitely there was a second thought in my mind that I had to try and keep out of my mind. But
right. When
it came down to it, as soon as you get on that racetrack, I just feel at home in the truck. I feel at home in the seat. And it was just like any other race. You go out there, do the best you can, and that's all you can do. And it was just another race to me by the time that it had finished.
Now, you're sixth in points. You're doing very, very well. Are you, you probably want to go move forward. You want to get up there. What is it that you think your team needs to do to get you maybe in a top three in the next few races?
Well, it's tough. It's hard going to a new team and doing well right off the bat, especially me being a rookie. But when it comes down to it, the guys have done a great job all year so far. Me and my crew chief, Jeff Hensley, have really clicked so far, and that's hard to come by when you come to a new team, new crew chief, new
everything.
So
absolutely.
I think we're doing really good as a team so far. I think we've learned a lot in the last few races, and slowly we're getting better and better. And top five in points was really our goal in the Rookie of the Year at the end of the year. So we're right there. I think we're right there to win, too. So it's just about developing as a team, and I think we're doing a really good job of that right now.
Yeah, and with Iowa coming up, and that's one of your greatest tracks, I mean, you're well on your way, absolutely well on your way. Alan?
Yeah, Cameron, NASCAR likes promoting, short track racing at its best, and Martinsville is the shortest track you guys run on. What was your first feeling after running Martinsville?
Well, I loved Martinsville. It was a breath of fresh air to finally get back to a short track after running the 2.5 and mile and a half. Obviously, short track racing is where I grew up, and just a place I feel comfortable at. And like I said before, these mile and a half, they're hard, and they're something I've never done before. So to come back to Martinsville, which I've never been to, but it was still a short track. I felt at home at, and it was just that much more confidence for me knowing that I can race a short track.
Now, you're unveiling a new chassis this weekend, are you not? Tell us about that.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. It's actually not a brand new chassis. It's a chassis that they've had in the past, but it got completely redone from ground up this year. So it's one of the nicest pieces we have in the shop, and I'm super excited to unveil it at a place where I actually have some experience.
Now, you had a lot of success with K&N, and, you know, I mean, you had six previous starts, and you were considered the fastest short track on the planet with the K&N series. What's the difference from K&N going into a truck?
Well, the biggest difference is size of tracks, really. Last year in K&N, we came to Iowa, and this was our biggest track we race on all year. And now I come to it as a truck, and I think of it as a short track. So I think that's the answer right there. It's just it's a lot different mentality going to these big places, and now it's a short track, and now you can race hard. And before in K&N, it was this big track that you had to be careful at, and it was just something new, and it's just a totally different world coming to the series.
Now, you are now, I mean, you're now in the upper echelon of racing, so your fan base has blown up. What does it feel like to, you know, just go around and people, they want your autograph, they want their picture with you, you know, all of this instant fame that comes with being in the truck series, is that drive you crazy, or are you embracing it?
Well, I think it's always nice to embrace it. It's always pretty cool to be a NASCAR driver, and I've dreamt about this since I was little. So it's really a dream come true for me. But I always try and stay humble about it. I look at the past few years and how fortunate I've been to do what I've done, let alone get an opportunity to run a truck for a top-notch team. So that's how I look at it. I don't look at it as instant stardom and fame. I look at it as an opportunity to meet some cool people and just live my dream.
That's perfect. That is an awesome answer. That's probably one of the best answers that I've ever heard to that question. Alan?
Yeah, you know, talking about coming from Canada to short tracks and stuff like that, what was going through your mind when you got to Daytona? Like, everybody knows Daytona, the Daytona 500. What was your feeling being in a truck driving on Daytona?
Well, I can actually say I'm a winner at Daytona. I won the UNOH Battle of the Beach the first year they had it there for the K&N series. So that's kind of cool to be able to say. But
Absolutely,
when I got out onto the big 2.5 mile oval, your head spins for a little bit, and you just you cross that start finish line and think of all the history behind the racetrack and how many great drivers, great winners have gone across that finish line. And it's just something you can't describe to somebody, but something that was probably one of the heights of my career. It was really cool.
That's fantastic. We had this little thing that we called, because we only have a few seconds up, but we know you're busy. You got things going on tonight. But we had this little thing called the Quick Five Questions. They're just five questions that nobody would probably ask you. But we like to give our audience a little bit more than the race car driver. Are you willing to play?
Sure, why not?
They're just called the Fast Five. That's it. They're just Fast
Perfect.
Five questions. Okay. So, let me see. Who is your favorite musical talent?
Musical. Favorite musical?
Well, like
high
your
school
favorite.
Musical.
Oh, like favorite singer. Who's your favorite singer?
Who's my favorite singer? Let me think here. I'd have to say Keith Urban. I love his music and I love country.
Awesome. Alan?
Yes, I got it. It's a little complicated, but you're in a two-seat race car. You pick any race car you want to be in, a two-seater. You're the passenger. Who do you want to be the driver?
100% Jeff Gordon. He's been my idol since I was little, and that would be my number one guy to be with, for sure.
Okay, let me see. What was the last song you heard on your iPod?
What was the last song? Well, I think it was Born Like This by Three Days Grace. I love country,
ooh,
but
nice.
I love my rock and roll too.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm always usually alone with my rock and roll world when it comes to the NASCAR community. Alan?
What TV show are you most guilty watching?
Most guilty watching?
That you'd,
like The Bachelor, Dancing with the Stars, Real Housewives of Atlanta.
It would probably be Dancing with the Stars. That it seems like a show that everybody watches, and I have given in to peer pressure.
Would you go on Dancing with the Stars?
That would be awesome one day. I would love to do that for sure.
That's cool. Now, would you go bungee jumping or skydiving?
I think I would want to go skydiving because it's cooler, but at the same time, I don't know if I would, because I would be scared to death of doing it. But I think skydiving would be the coolest.
Every single driver has said that they wouldn't do either one. And it cracks me up because it's like, you guys will go 200 miles per hour, but you won't jump out of a plane.
Just a bunch of scaredy cats when it comes down to it.
Well, we want to thank you so very much for calling in, Cameron. We want to have you back anytime you would like. And please tell everybody where they can find you and get more information regarding you, or anybody wants to get you in touch with sponsors.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you guys for having me on the show. And if any of the fans want to get in contact with me or anything, I got Twitter, and my handle is Cameron N. Haley. And that works for Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. And then I got Cameron Haley Motorsports on Facebook, and you can find all four of them on my website, CameronHaley.com. So that's probably the easiest
Perfect.
Way.
Perfect. Thank you so much, and have a great time in Iowa.
No problem. I appreciate you guys having me on.
You are no problem at all. That was Cameron Haley, driver of the number 13 cabinets by Haley. You know, he's so refreshing. Wasn't he refreshing?
Yeah, he was.
He still has that excitement when he talks about driving, and that's why I love talking to the younger drivers. They still have that excitement. We are going to go to a quick commercial break, and we will be right back. Our board is screwed up today, which is not a good thing. So, and we'll be back with Brett the Jet Hearn, right? That's who we got coming up?
Yep.
Fan Up Network. Track your fantasy team, get player updates, and expert advice all in one place. Gain the edge. FanUpNetwork.com.
You live it, breathe it, dream about it. You poured your blood, sweat, and tears into it. And this year, victory is yours. Because you've got FantasySportsWarehouse.com as your secret weapon. Fantasy Sports Warehouse is your one-stop shop for fantasy sports products, blogs, and the latest info. Go to FantasySportsWarehouse.com to get info to help you dominate the fantasy sports season wherever you go.
Attention sports fans. FantasySportsWarehouse.com is more than your traditional fantasy sports website. They are the one-stop shop for all things sports. And now, the time to make their mark on daily fantasy gaming has come. Sign up at DFSWarehouse.com and deposit up to $600 and receive a 100% deposit bonus. Just want to check it out. They also offer free rolls to help hone your skills. You'll find plenty of great articles, podcasts, swag, and more, no matter who you root for. Whether you're a fantasy owner or a regular sports fan, it's the one-stop shop that's got you covered. Go to FantasySportsWarehouse.com or DFSWarehouse.com to find out why they are the first and only place you'll ever need to go to get your sports coverage and fantasy gaming fix.
This is Doug Colby, the defending NASCAR Wheel and Modify Tour champion, and you're listening to Racing Times with Alan and Robin on the Fantasy Sports Warehouse Radio Network.
And thank you, Doug Colby, for giving us a little shout-out. Really enjoyed that. Mr. Paquette?
Yes.
Brett, I was reading all this stuff about Brett. I'd heard about him, of course. But is there anything, like, this guy doesn't win?
Yeah. And I probably saw about 300 of them.
That's awesome. That's so awesome. He's a driver of the number 20 modified, and he should be calling in very soon. And he's got a big race coming up this week, does he not?
One thing about Brett now, he's also promoting an event called the Big Show. And he's promoting the Big Show 7. It's his seventh year doing it. And it's in a couple weeks at Albany Saratoga Speedway in New York. And this year he's got Kenny Wallace coming down driving a big block modified for it. And
That's awesome.
He owns things, and it's always fun to see what initiatives that he gets drivers. And it's a pretty neat show. And, you get to hear Brett talk about it. And, you know, he's already looking at it like, you know, once he's done driving, which I don't see him slowing down anytime soon.
It doesn't seem to matter. I mean, that's just unreal.
Yeah, I called his shop today to talk to Brett real quick, and his crew chief answered, and they're getting ready to leave the shop this weekend, starting a month and a half on the road with all the races that he's going to be running. So
wow.
They're like, he's taking time out of his schedule to call in tonight, and after he hangs up, he's going to be on the road for a month and a half racing.
Wow.
So,
now, does he go, where does he go? Like, where in, does he go, ever go down south, or does he just stay, does he go
he
west?
He runs at Charlotte. There's the dirt track at Charlotte at the end of the year. But he'll run upstate New York, Canada, upstate New York. He'll travel on the Super Dirt Series. And it races, they can race like three times a week. And plus, dirt rules makes you run a home track for points, so you have to run a home track, which is Lebanon Valley for him. So he's stationed. He'll run Albany Saratoga on Friday, Lebanon Valley on Saturday. But Thursday there could be a show, like a traveling show, so he could run Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Sometimes they run shows on Sunday. Sometimes they run it Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So it's a tough, grueling schedule, but one guy who seems to have it down is Brett, because he's got over 800 wins. So anybody can do it.
It's crazy. It's crazy. And modifieds are so big up in the Northeast, and I don't think a lot of people in the South realize that. You know what I mean? That, you know, the modified division is so huge and has such a presence in the Northeastern area. And it surprises me sometimes that it doesn't get as much attention as it should. You know, I mean, you only hear about what's going on at Ace, Hickory, you know what I mean? Stuff like that. You need to hear more about what's happening in all these other speedways throughout the country, especially so many in the Midwest as well, you know, and they deserve to have their, you know, bits of fame. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
I think it's great.
And one thing, it's all dirt. He races on dirt. It's not even asphalt. It's racing on dirt, which is, if you've never been to a dirt race, it's definitely something you got to watch.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, my God, the way they go around those corners, I always think they're going to spin out every single time. I know they have control of their car, but it scares me to death. But that's what makes it so fun as well. So, but he's from a New Jersey boy, which it's okay. Me being from Boston, a Jersey boy, it's like, all right, whatever. Is he? Oh, great. Wow, we'll really get along. No. No, we will. I take my football very, very seriously, and I take my Red Sox very, very seriously, if for people who don't already know that. But to be a Pats fan is the hardest thing in the world right now, but it doesn't matter because Mr. Brady is going to have his time, and he's going to take the commissioner down, and everything's going to be fine, and everybody's just going to be kissing his butt after that. Like, that's how I think it's going to go. You know what's so sad is I cannot even put one thing on my Facebook page about Tom Brady or the Patriots if it has absolutely nothing to do with football. Like, the other night, Tom Brady, the Patriots all got their rings. And Brady is a horrible dancer. He's a horrible, horrible, horrible. He's like total white boy dancing, right? So somebody made a video. He grabbed the video, and he actually attached it to a Dancing with the Stars thing. And he said, he wanted to personally thank Julian Edelman and Rob Gronkowski for teaching him how to dance, and that his next, you know, his next performance will be on Dancing with the Stars. It was a funny video he put together. It had nothing to do with the Slategate, nothing like that. I put that up, and I swear to God, by the second or third person who commented it had to go straight to Deflategate. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And it was on the same day where everybody found out that the Cardinals have been hacking into other baseball teams' computers. You know, they're breaking the law. There's a big difference between breaking the law and, you know, a damn football. So, and it blew my mind that it did not get any, you know, nobody's like going, oh my gosh, this is so horrible. It only trended for literally 15 minutes. And that was a bad day for me. That was one of those days where I'm like, I hate people. I was very upset that day. So hopefully everything will get going to normal. But hopefully Brett will be calling in. He's a little late, but we don't know. It might be having some issues, because I know I've got storms coming here in Colorado, so there may be a problem with that. But we will have Greg Anderson coming on soon, and Doug Dunleavy as well. And I can't wait to talk to Doug Dunleavy. Just because of all the pictures and all the people that we've talked about, and you know, what's it like now to be a sponsor, maybe as compared to like 5 years ago or 10 years ago? You know, what's changed, and you know, and how awesome it is that he steps up and does what he does, and makes dreams come true. To be honest with you.
Oh yeah, like I said, Andy Seuss wanted to run an ARCA car this week at Chicagoland, and Doug jumped right in. And you know, now he's running there. He's got Doug just put on Facebook today that he's going to bring a former driver back to Waterford, sponsoring him, you know, this Saturday.
Right.
Doug is going to Riverhead Saturday to test for the modified tour race next week. And,
wow.
You know, what amazed me is when I went to Poconos, you know, miles and miles and states away from Connecticut, I walk into the track I went to, I forgot the name of the track now. It was my first time there. And I'm walking around the pits, and there's Doug's name on a car over there. And I'm like, oh, my God. And it's like, you know.
He's everywhere.
Exactly. He's everywhere.
That's awesome. That's awesome. He's probably like the Dennis Drinkwater of you know, modifies, kind of like what Dennis Drinkwater is to the Red Sox. I don't know if you know who Dennis Drinkwater is, but he's the guy that's always sitting. He's from Giant Glass, and he's always sitting right behind the catcher, and he's always there. And he's actually from my hometown. He's from Georgetown, Massachusetts, and he was actually a friend of our family's. And then he went and made Giant Glass, and you know, now he doesn't remember who any of us are, of course, but which is what happens sometimes. But yep. Good old Dennis Drinkwater, for all you people who know who he is, the famous Giant Glass guy. You know, what are you going to do? So, we seem to have lost Alan. So I think we are having a little bit of problems with the station, maybe, or out in the cell phone airwaves, we're having some issues. So Alan will be calling right back. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to a commercial real quick, and hopefully we will get things going.
Fan Up Network. Track your fantasy team, get player updates, and expert advice all in one place. Gain the edge. FanUpNetwork.com.
You live it, breathe it, dream about it. You poured your blood, sweat, and tears into it. And this year, victory is yours. Because you've got FantasySportsWarehouse.com is your secret weapon. Fantasy Sports Warehouse is your one-stop shop for fantasy sports products, blogs, and the latest info. Go to FantasySportsWarehouse.com to get info to help you dominate the fantasy sports season wherever you go.
Hey, this is Greg Anderson, driver of the Summit Racing Equipment Chevrolet, and you're listening to Racing Times Live with Alan and Robin.
And thank you, Mr. Anderson. You dropped off from me, Alan. Where'd you go?
Oh, something happened. It was just something, the power flashed, and I lost everything. I had to reboot up.
That's okay. I know. I don't know if there's – I know there's a bunch of storms where I'm at, and they all – it comes up off the mountains. I love thunderstorms, especially in Colorado Springs. You've got Pikes Peak right there. You've got all of these Rocky Mountains, and the thunder, it's like blast, and it like bounces off the mountains. It makes it so like scary, but a cool scary. I love it. I absolutely love thunderstorms. They're so much fun. So obviously, I think maybe Mr. Hearn may not be able to call in tonight. So we will be having Doug Dunleavy very soon. And we're also going to be talking to Robin Snell. She is a blogger, and she also writes for Racing Times Live, and she's been covering the Baby Declan story. For those of you who don't know what that is, there is the Alexanders, April and Chase. They had a little baby. I think he's like 3 months old now. And unfortunately, he was born with a problem with his heart, and he does need to have a heart transplant. He's number one on the list for an infant heart. And imagine the type of, insurance only covers so much. And so a bunch of Robert Lunsford and Robert Hockett and Andrew Davis from the Bowman Gray community of fans, they came together and they put together the Baby Declan page, and they've been raising money for this family. And the baby's still in the hospital to this day. And it's a sad story, but it's an uplifting story, because I think a lot of us know that everything's going to be okay. You know, there's so many of us that have been involved in the fundraising efforts, and it's just been fantastic. And I know that a lot of people think of Bowman Gray, they're like, oh, they're just a bunch of crazy people down there. They don't know what they're doing, blah, blah, blah. Well, no, you know what? They do know what they're doing, and they're doing it really well, because they get 18,000 people every single week into that, stadium. And at the same time, they're also raising money for this beautiful family. So she's going to keep us up to date as to what's going on, because I know they've got some big dinner coming up that's going to be a fundraising effort or something like that. So when are you going to go to Bowman Gray, Alan?
I plan on going down soon.
Yeah?
You know, I'll be there this year.
Yeah, you have to go. You do. Because I think once people see what it's about, and they see the fans, and they see the loyalty of the fans, I mean, it's you can't explain it, and you have to literally go there to see what it's like. And then you're like, you know what, all these people that have been putting them down for so long and this and that, and all, probably because of the TV show as well, but you know, they got it wrong. These are a bunch of drivers that are really serious about what they do. These fans are loyal to the core, and they make sure their driver knows that they're there for them. And it's a great experience. I think it's a bucket list item. Everybody has to go there. Absolutely everybody. And what's another, another track I have to go to that I've always wanted to go to, and I've never been to Talladega, probably another bucket list item for me.
Yeah, that's one track that, I would like to, but it's too big to actually, do things at. It's one of the tracks that
right. You
spend in the media center.
Right, exactly. I mean, that's like Daytona. I mean, you may be going to Daytona, you may have your media creds, but it doesn't mean you're going to see anybody. Daytona is an entity into itself as well. But yeah, Talladega, forget it. I mean, just absolutely forget it. But let me see. I believe
Brett's going to be calling into you right now.
Oh, okay. All right, he's Brett the Jet Hearn. We want to welcome him to Racing Times Live. Welcome to the show, Brett. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm a little crazy here in the shop. We got a lot of things going on here tonight, trying to get ready for a big, long road trip. So
sorry
for the delay.
Yeah. You're, now, where are you going?
Well, we've got the beginning of July coming up, obviously, and we start with a regular weekend, and it progresses into a Super Dirt Series race at Utica Rome, and then another regular weekend in Cornwall and Oswegan and Canandaigua, back to Albany, and then we go right into the big show at Malta July 7th, and then on from there up to Mohawk for the July 9th race, and then back around again. So it's going to be a really hectic run here, and so we're just trying to get all our stuff loaded up tonight and get ready to go.
Yeah, but hectic is good, right?
Well,
it's
okay if it's going well, but man, when it gets away from you, it gets away quick.
Well, I mean, sir, you have won over 848 races. I don't think anybody has anything to worry about. It blows my mind how many races you have won. That is fantastic.
It's been quite a run, really happy that I always said in my career that we don't really worry about what we've done. We worry about what we're going to do, and
mm-hmm.
That's what my team focuses on, and we've got 9 wins this year. We've won about a third of our races that we've run, and so, we're really proud that we can keep that going.
That's fantastic. Alan?
Hey, Brett, thanks for coming on. This is your seventh year that you're doing the big show. You know, tell us a little bit about what's going to go on, you know, that night.
Well, we've got a lot of excitement this year surrounding the show because we've got Kenny Wallace coming in. And
wow.
You know, he's such a character, and yes. Everyone knows him from all the NASCAR broadcasts on TV. So they'll get to meet him in person and see how much of a crazy man he is. And then besides that, I mean, I asked him if he wanted to come up and do the show and just be himself and hang out and, you know, do the Grand Marshal thing and do, you know, some autographs and stuff. And I said, do you want to do that or do you want to race? And he said, heck, I want to race. So we're putting a car together for him and going to put him in the show and see how he does. I mean, he's only been in a big block modified, just a couple of times. And
wow.
Obviously never at Albany Saratoga Speedway. So this will be exciting to see him there and have some fun with him.
That's fantastic. Alan?
Yeah, I know, like, you guys did some things at the older shows where you gave drivers choices if they won the Conti to start last or do different things. Are you guys going to be doing that as well?
Well, you know, when we first did the big show at Albany Saratoga, which was three races ago, we weren't really sure how the car count was going to work out because typically Albany Saratoga at that point was still predominantly a small block track, and the small block rules didn't really fit the Super Dirt Series rules. But that being said, the first year our car count was better than we expected, and then the last couple of years we've had enough cars to do a non-qualifiers race. So I'm in negotiations right now with a sponsor to bring that back, and it will be a deal where the winner of the non-qualifiers race will have the choice of either taking the money or starting the race, and it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Wow. I'm going to ask you, out of your over 800 wins, is there one that just sticks out to you that will always be your favorite?
Oh, man. You know, there's only, well, I shouldn't say, there's been so many awesome races and ones that you shouldn't have won that you did, and you know, and that goes along with the ones that you should have won that you didn't. But the ones that you know, the ones that you did win are the ones that you remember.
Exactly.
And I have to think that, you know, the most amazing night, I think, for me was one night was our first run to Eldora when the Super Dirt Series went there. And it was just an amazing night because Earl Baltus was still alive and he was there. And, you know, he was such a famous guy and such a famous promoter, and he was up in the tower, and we set fast time in qualifying, and we started up front and quickly went backwards early, made a pit stop at lap 40 and changed the tires and came back and went through the entire field to get the lead back in right around like lap 92 or 94 and win the race. And when he came down and shook my hand after the race and told me that was one of the best races he's ever seen there. I mean, that really meant a lot to me. And,
what an honor.
Yeah, you know, it was just really special, special night. I think that night after the races, I think some of the fans, you know, the people that went to that race had only ever seen us run on TV. And at the time, mm-hmm. we were on TV quite a bit with Glenn Donnelly's productions. And, you know, I had a guy come down and actually bought the roof off the car. I mean, he insisted that I sell him the roof. I had a guy bought a fire suit. I mean, they wanted a piece of everything. So, yeah, like I said, it was a really special night and kind of a really cool night, unusual and kind of cool to remember it that way.
That's so fantastic. When you have memories like that, you can always go back, and these are things you can tell your grandkids. You can tell, you know, it'll go through your family. You know, that's such a great story. That's so awesome. Alan?
Yeah, Brett, no, to talk about Syracuse, you know, after this year, nobody knows what's going on, but there's talk about maybe running Charlotte as the new Super Dirt Week or Eldora. What track would you like to see run Super Dirt Week if it does go away from Syracuse?
Well, you know, I don't know if you could really – I don't know how that would work out. I mean, you know, Super Dirt Week has typically been about Central New York in October, but, I mean, they've successfully – World Racing Group has successfully – modeled and progressively made the world finals better and better every year, and that's just such an awesome event. I wouldn't really want to see that event be changed. So if there was another venue that we could take Super Dirt Week to and actually get people to go to from the Northeast, I think that would probably be a better choice to take it someplace like Eldora and keep the World Finals just the way it is, because it's such a special event now the way that it is. I hate to see that get changed up.
Well, we have to let you go, and you have to you're off into the world of racing. What is your first stop once you leave?
I'm sorry.
You're leaving tonight, you said, and what is your first stop?
Oh, well, actually, we're loading tonight to leave tomorrow, and we'll stop at, we've got regular shows at Albany Saratoga tomorrow night and then Lebanon Valley on Saturday, and then we progress into Utica Rome Super Dirt Series race next Wednesday, and that'll start a pretty good stretch of races for us to the middle of July.
And if fans want to find you or get in touch with you, how can they do that?
Well, you can go on BrettHearn.com, and you can check out all my latest results and a bunch of other information. And actually, there's a bunch of information on the Big Show 7 with Kenny Wallace. And that's coming up July 7th. And so I'll be busy. In between races, I'll be busy as a promoter of that race and making some tough decisions and trying to get some sponsorship together. And we still need to get a few things in place, announce the purse, which will be definitely be supplemented from the regular Super Dirt Series purse, and how we're going to structure that and whether or not we do a non-qualifiers race. So we've got some decisions to make, and I'll be making those in between races.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for coming on, sir, and I wish you nothing but the best.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you guys for having me. Sorry I was late.
Oh, no problem. No problem.
Okay.
It's radio time. No big deal. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Brett the Jet Hearn. He is unbelievable winning modified driver. Well, we're going to just get right to it. We're not going to do a commercial break. We're going to go right now. We're going to switch over from driver to sponsor. We have got Mr. Doug Dunleavy on the line here. We're so excited to have him on because I'm so interested to find out how much it takes and what does it do to be a sponsor, not only of a driver, but of events and racetracks. Welcome to the show, sir. Thank you so much for coming on.
Hi, how you doing?
We're doing great.
I am so pumped up. It's unbelievable.
Awesome. Tell us why you're pumped up.
Yeah. Oh, I got a lot of stuff going on here. I support this modified division unbelievably. And
that's awesome.
All to it, you know. It's just a high that is incredible when you start winning and being mm-hmm. involved with so many different teams, and it's just the chemistry is unbelievable.
How do you know when you see a driver that you say, you know what, there's magic behind that kid. I can trust that kid. That kid's going to be a winner. How do you know that?
You really don't until you get to know the drivers a little bit. You know what I'm saying? In my world of modified racing, I've never had an enemy out on the track. You know what I'm saying? There's always, each driver has a special talent. The biggest thing I had to overcome was the fear to get into the modifieds. You know, the big threats of the finances and how to run it the correct way, you know. And
right.
I did not want to put all my eggs in one basket. And when I got in, I said, you know, I want to do it, and I want to help other teams, not just one team. You know what I'm saying? Keep the competition up. And, the ball hit, and, you know, it was an accidental situation with Mike Smeriglio racing team. I went and got a call to work on their hauler. The truck had a problem. I went to fix it, and the day that they lost Whisk as their sponsor, I was in the building working on the truck, and I heard the news, and I said, oh, my God. And I went out to my truck, and I looked upstairs and, well, up above, and I said, God, am I supposed to be here for this? Because there was more to it than that. And I have my checkbook, and I heard them talking, and I walked in with a check, and I didn't even know them guys, Phil, Bram, and I said, well, I can sponsor you for 4 years right now. Let's go racing. And that's how I started. getting back into the modifieds. I was always a quiet sponsor, and I didn't want my name on the side of the car. And I said, well, let's do it, you know. And thank God I did, because the amount of support I get from the NASCAR fans is incredible. Each day there's a breakdown or some word of mouth that my business is going very strong, and I give it back, you know, and that's where it's at. That's why I'm more involved with other teams, because the money that I make from the business toward the racing, I give it right back. And
that's fantastic.
What a year. I mean, last year, you know, I started 2010 with, you know, Todd Zegedy is our driver, and we had a ball, you know, and we had a couple situations, and then we brought on Doug Colby, and just it fell into place. I mean, how can to be involved with a team in 4 years and win a championship and come out and just, oh, you know, and there's so many different guys that I'm involved with. I my hat's off to Ryan Preece, too. I mean, me and him talk every day, and I love the crazy stuff he does. You know, I had him, I helped him out with the Nationwide last year at Homestead, and then, you know, I sponsored him right off the bat 2015 down in New Smyrna, and we won races, and he fit right in with that six team, and I'm so happy for him, and it's just incredible. I go back and forth to North Carolina, and, you know, I'm involved with a whole bunch of teams and different friends down there, and then I walk into George, GB3, George Brunhagel, and his funds are down, and I said, well, I could swing it, I can even try, and I got George this year, and that was my whole goal coming into the Wheeling Modified, was someday sponsored to capture the North and the South. And that's what I've been focusing on. Now that I got one in the North, I'm going after that South, you know. And
there you go.
There's trucking companies down there. And, you know, every time I go down there, even with Ryan and, you know, Bono's team there, the 7 car, I get calls on the phone for road service in Charlotte or Mooresville if I can fix the truck. It's crazy. And it's a lot of fun.
Well, work gets up. You're in town. You're in town.
Oh, yeah.
They want your
I end
service.
Up working when I go down to Charlotte now.
Oh, my gosh. Alan?
Yeah, Doug. Thanks for coming on. Not only sponsor Modifieds, but you got a big race in Chicagoland this weekend. Tell us all about, you know, Andy Soust running with the ARCA car with your name on it.
Oh, yeah, that's big, 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 and I'm pumped up with that, too. That was, you know, I've always told Andy he's a great guy, great family, and I've, you know, always had one-on-one, and I've always been welcome, you know, even in the racing and being competitive against his team, and, you know, it's incredible. And Andy called me, and he said, listen, I think I need a little support. I might not. And I said, well, just let me know. You know how it is to step up. And I tried that with Ryan. And I said, Andy, I'll back you. Let's do it, you know. And I'm on the side of that car. And whatever it takes, you know. I'm not a follower of ARCA, but, you know, if I can help him step up and have a great run, God bless him, you know. He's great, and he's a champ. He's a Southern Tour champ on the Modified, so how can I not help him, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, the fact that you're making dreams come true and you're humble about it, you know what I mean? You're not out there shouting to the world that this is what I'm doing, you know what I mean? You're the kind of guy that I would love to sit and watch a race with you, because I get I probably get just as
they get embarrassed because I'm yelling and screaming even in the pits or in the grandstands, and I don't care, you know. It's like,
right.
I am who I am. I'm humble, and I'm not big-headed at all. You know, but I do have the thrive to win. You know, that is cool. You know, it's It's crazy.
Well, you're in it to win it. You can't. You're not in it to get second place. You're in it to win it, and you just have such a great attitude. Yeah, you and I would probably get along very well.
And the other thing is I'm trying. I look in the future too. As this sport, you know, I came into it, and the modifieds, the recession, and I said, you know what? Mm-hmm. They need me now. This is a good chance. They need me, and I need them, and it's a big team. You know, I looked at Jamie Tomeno, and, you know, I met him through an accidental situation at Daytona a couple years ago, and I never laughed so hard in my life. I said, oh, my God, how can I not help this guy, you know? And, you know, the way I thought is I got to catch that team before he retires, closes the doors, and another modified team extinct. And
right.
What I did
Absolutely.
Was I merged him with Chase Dowling, youngest kid in NASCAR wheeling modified right now, and he's going to come alive. He is pumped. And we got Riverhead coming next weekend, and I think he's going to be in the top five. And I don't count out Jamie because he's going to grab Bristol or Loudon from these guys, and he is dialing it in. You know, we got him a spec motor, and he's got new chassis, and I don't know. I think he spins circles around us. For his age, I would imagine he's like 26, you know, and it's energy. It's each team has energy. Yep.
Then well, I'm still excited you're going to be a Loudon.
I still sponsor Todd Zegedy and the MRS. He come right out, win, boom, you know. And that's great, you know. And then
Alan?
I got a couple.
Yeah. I got to ask you, Doug. You watch a modified tour race, and half of the field's got your name on it. Who do you choose to root for? I mean, how hard is it for you, like, seeing, like, you know, like a battle with three cars that have your name or you're associated with the three cars? How do you react as a sponsor?
I don't at all. I pick crew for Jamie or Chase Dowling when I'm in there. I'll do whatever it takes. I'm their fuel man. 1 minute I might be running up to the two team, helping them back and forth. I run up, I cheer, yell, and scream. You know, it doesn't matter because it's kind of neat. You know, when we're at the driver's pit party, sometimes they all line up together. So, you know, it's neat, you know. And
right.
I also have
one
Max
big family.
And Max. Max a rookie, and them rookies are all lined up in a row, man. I'm more nervous about all the rookies being so close in competition right now. I'm following that more than, like, Doug and Ryan and Woody. I mean, that's close, too, but, you know, that the rookies is what really gets my heart, you know, and I got to be careful of that.
Yep. You know what's cool?
I sponsor Steve Massey. And Max, and, you know, them guys, too. So, and then I got Tom Abley, which is going to be running Saturday night in a car number 21 over at Waterford. And then I got Doug Kobe running Riverhead Saturday night, more or less for a practice. But, you know, he'll give it all he's got. And hopefully we'll get a win on that, too. So I got a wild weekend coming up.
Yeah, you do. And what's cool is that you're a race fan. That's what makes it different. You're not somebody that's looking at this as just a business deal. You are a race fan. You'll do whatever it takes. And that's the type of sponsor, you know, every driver dreams of having. You're hands-on. You give advice. You're there for your drivers. And, I mean, that's just somebody has to just be that way. You can't just make somebody that way. You already have that in you. And how lucky are we to have, you know, someone like you that's bringing up this talent for all of us to see. Alan?
Yeah. Have you set the coin yet? Where are you going on Saturday? Either Waterford, you said, was at the Heads or Riverhead?
I haven't flipped the coin, and I got to pick up my 8-year-old at JFK tomorrow, so it's up to him. He'll probably talk me into Riverhead because he's a Ryan Preece fan. He's a diehard fan of Ryan, and, oh, man, it brings conflict to the family. But but every time that kid comes up and he says, we're going to see Ryan. He's going to win. He wins. You know, it's
there
funny.
You
know, so it depends on, you know, goes on. It's either or, you know, or I don't know. I might be run into a restaurant to watch the Chicago track, you know, with Andy. So in between it all. Yep.
Absolutely. How do you keep everything straight? You must have, your phone must light up like every 5 seconds.
Oh, yeah. There's at least six to ten people a day messaging me about something in the world of sponsorship, you know, modifieds, dirt cars, nationwide, you know, all the way in infinity now. But, yeah, and it's tough. I mean, I focus primarily on the modifieds, and once in a while I'll do something like an ARCA or Nationwide to help these guys out that really deserve, I mean, you know, they got it, you know.
Right.
But it,
right.
You know, the first few modifieds that I sponsored, like Jimmy Dolan, he still runs, we have fun, he does the tri-track race. And, you know, I don't lose contact even with the people that I first started, you know, quietly modifying.
Wow. I wonder if you knew my cousin or my uncle, Jim Cheney. He used to run modifieds out of Oswego and Thompson.
I've heard of him. Don't believe I met him because I was in the more or less the Danbury Race Arena stuff with Randy and mm-hmm. Don Corky Cookman and Chick Stockwell and all them guys when I first started. My dad owned a couple, and actually my mother owned a race car too at Danbury. And, so, you know, we had the Trelonskis and the Seymours and a couple other guys. George Booley is a driver at that time.
Yeah, once it's in your family, you can't take it away. Once it's in the family, you're there.
Surprisingly, is, you know, I've been in the modifieds and I've been in the trucks, and, you know, they got the wrong edge toward it. You know, they went in and then they got burnt out. And you got to be careful because you can do that. And that's why I budget and I spread it out. I already know what I'm doing right before the beginning of the year, you know. I had a plan when we were at Charlotte at the bank, the awards. I already knew. And I also sponsored Stafford Motor Speedway for their SK and SK Lights. And I signed that for 3 years. So I'm looking ahead at different things. So I don't have to worry. You know, them guys got a little extra money going in the pocket. I got to sign up and primarily do that because the tour is where it's at. It's coming.
Right.
It's coming alive. And I wouldn't be surprised if they need on NASCAR radio once a week to put, you know, the Wheeling Modifieds on that radio station, Channel 90, you know. Because it's coming.
I agree. It is. I agree. I believe a lot of fans are sort of tired of the Sprint Cup and the same, you know, five guys up front, same top 10 every week. And they're looking to find, you know, where they can feel that excitement that they used to have. So they're going back to the local tracks and they're having a blast, you know, whether it be through dirt or asphalt. And you know, a lot of local tracks are being redefined now and their attendance is up and they're thriving.
Correct. You know, there's a few of us that caught on and saw what was going on. That Roto-Rooter guy has been fantastic support toward the racing in the Northeast up here too, you know. And my hat's off to him and what he does. And it's kind of neat because the other tracks that I'm supporting, he's supporting the other ones. So it gives balance, you know. And
that's
fantastic. He's got some modifieds and it's good. And I, you know, as a sponsor, I just can't believe that the small businesses haven't caught on to getting involved, or, you know, because there's no price tag on a team. You know,
right.
You can walk up there and whatever it is, they're going to take, even if it's 500, 5,000, 10, you know what I'm saying? And that's where the energy comes. I mean, when I got involved with this two team, they thought I was insane crazy because I was posting stuff. I'm like, listen, I got wheeling modifieds on all my service trucks, big wraps. Tom Abley wrapped them for me, so the connection, the help of one another, you know, that's the way it is. So when these trucks are down the road, you see the service trucks, truck repair, but you also see the modifieds on the side. And people
that's
stop,
fantastic.
Take pictures, talk. I say, I'll even give them tickets for Stafford.
That's awesome.
A doctor awesome. Went already, a lawyer went. No, the lawyer pulled me off, but the dentist went already. And I wouldn't be surprised if he gets involved in a car, you know, and that's what
wow.
it takes.
Wow.
So every day, I talk modifieds from the time I get up, because Ryan's usually texting me, or George Bernhalsville texts me every day. So we got modified talk all day long. And then, you know, all the updates at lunchtime and check-ins and different shops that I stop at. But, you know, what blew me away is in this racing world, I've had so many opportunities and different things happen. And, you know, it's when you least expect it. You know, I got a big hug from Ted Christopher. He came in third place up there at Stafford, and he came over
wow.
and he hugged me while I walked by, and he said, I didn't put one and one together that you were Doug Dunleavy. I am so sorry. For what you do for the young kids in this division, you deserve this hug and handshake. And I was like, wow, you know?
Yeah.
That is so
it's
cool.
True.
You know, because inside that helmet when he's racing, chances are a little bit of everybody doesn't like him because he is fast and he is aggressive.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with fast and aggressive. It's racing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I missed the Stafford incident and the Waterford incident because I was down at NASCAR R&D picking up all the motors from getting inspected from Wednesday. So I missed that race coming back. You know, I brought my truck down there and picked them up and brought them back to everybody. So there's more. I mean, I put 113,000 miles in 2 years on my pickup truck. I don't know how, but oh my God. From one race to the other, to Charlotte, back and forth.
Oh my gosh. I need to live one day of your life. I'd probably have a blast, Alan.
It goes by too fast.
Now, there was talk you put on Facebook of you would like to support like a car modified race. Where would you like to do that? And, you know, what would you like to do out of that?
Well, I was secretly going down into Concord, North Carolina, and got involved with the people from one other track down there, and you know we're now pushing this north-south shootout, and that track is incredible. Oh my God! The lift coming out of turn two, I just never seen anything like it. It's a mini Pocono Speedway, but they're so fast, and they put on a show and a half. And that's what I'm working on is, you know, trying to get that established because that is a future racetrack and a race that can't be missed, you know?
I totally agree. I totally agree. I think some of the southern boys don't realize how good the northern boys are.
That race will take off. I mean, it's going to be a little sketchy at the first year because a lot of people are going to, you know, be a little funded low. No, I think that second year, that thing. Well, I think the first year is going to be a sellout, to tell you the truth, because so many people are excited. And, you know, it's funny. I was down in off of Cornelius in a Starbucks, and I had my shirt on, and I was waiting in line, and the guy comes over, and he says, oh, my God,
I heard Concord's having a north-south shootout. And he goes, I'm from New Jersey, and I'm down here, and I can't believe it. And then one other guy standing there in the coffee line's like, oh, my God, that's awesome. The modifieds are back in this area for the north-south. And I was like, yeah, we're doing it, baby. We're doing it.
Oh, wow. All right, I'm just going to say it. I would love to see a northern guy beat Burt Myers. I would love that.
I've tried to get that first big bad Burt to come up here, and that's like pulling teeth. But I'm going to have George up. I'm trying all my might to have George. I'm going to have George come up for Loudon and one Stafford. I got to get it because
absolutely.
That kid's real, too. And it's fun. I mean, you know, like we went down to Caraway and Kobe ran, and you know we had a little incident there with Andy, and that's more or less. I texted him and I said, "Well, here's your clip that we owe you. Now you can go to Chicago."
I love it. I
so,
absolutely
you know,
love
one
it.
One hand feeds the other, but you know we all laughed today. But at the race, he was chasing me around, and his wife or his mother's like, Andy, he only sponsors the car. He's yelling at me, like, yeah, your driver. I'm like, which one?
That's the perfect answer. Well, we want to thank you so very much for giving us your time tonight. This has been an absolute blast. I don't think I've laughed this hard on this show for a while. Tell everybody
That's
where they
great.
Can find you, Mr. Dunleavy.
What's that?
How can people get in touch with you, sir?
Mostly the Facebook is the way to go with me. Just
okay.
under Doug
Perfect.
Levy. Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, we'll make sure we put it on our
yeah,
page.
Yeah, either that or you can talk to my son. He's on Facebook. He's a professional paintballer. He'll guide you guys all to me on Facebook if you can't find me. So.
Sounds perfect. Thank you so much for coming on.
You bet. Anytime. I'll see you at the races.
Thank you. Oh, definitely.
You.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to go to a very quick commercial break, and then we are going to come back with Greg Anderson.
Fan Up Network. Track your fantasy team, get player updates, and expert advice all in one place. Gain the edge. FanUpNetwork.com.
And we are back, and we have got none other than Greg Anderson. He is just coming off his win at the New England Nationals Pro Stock. How are you doing, sir? Congratulations. Welcome to the show.
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic. You must be in a high right now. You had a great weekend last week.
I did. It's going good. Feels like old times.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I'm from New England, so you know I have to love on my local tracks, and Ellen is as well. So we thank you so much for giving us your time. What is it that happened to you this weekend that made you think we're going to win this? We're definitely going to win this.
Well, I think the first time I went down the racetrack and my car was fast. You know what? I got a great chance again. I just come off the previous week where I had won up in Englishtown, New Jersey. And
yep.
obviously just right up the road, same type of weather conditions, same type of racetrack. But you know what? That kind of slides right into our game plan. That might just work again.
There
after that first run down the racetrack, we're on to something here. I got a great chance again. And as it panned out, I made four great qualifying runs, and I made four great runs on Sunday and held the trophy at the end of the day.
That's fantastic. Ellen? Is Ellen here? I don't think so. Okay. I don't know. We might be.
Did we lose him?
We're having problems. That probably, we probably did lose him. I'm very sorry. So
no,
what
I'm
are
here. I'm
picks
here.
For you? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Were you taking a break?
No. There's a storm in my area. I'm just having a little problem. But, like, I was in Epping, and you just dominated. Soon you guys unloaded the car. You guys just dominated. And, just seeing what happened to you last year, you know, you had your heart surgery last year. You missed part of the season. You missed the chase. You know, you were just missing races last year. But this year is a total change for you. You're going out. You're dominating. You're winning. How did all of this happen? I mean, what was the big change from last year to this year?
Well, quite honestly, the big change was a new race car. I brought out a new race car at Gainesville this year, and we took it all the way to Victory Circle, and it just seemed like the car I ran last year, it just didn't respond to everything we tried to do to it. Jason's out there, you know, my partner's out there. He's running number one qualifier every race we go to, and he's winning races and stuff, and I can't get it winning 200 or 300 of his race car. I mean, we kept trying, and we kept trying, and we kept trying. And thinking there's nothing wrong with this car, there's nothing wrong with this race car, we're just a bunch of idiots, we'll figure it out. So we just kept digging, and basically for over a year we tried to run that car, and it just never would run. And finally we broke down and got another car this year, and in the first race out it goes to Victory Circle, and it's been no less than a semifinal finish for the 8 races since we brought it out. So, you know, I feel great about it, but I also think, what a bunch of dummies that we waited so long. We should have brought this car a long time ago. So that's been a turnaround, without a doubt, and man, I'm loving it. I'm loving this race car.
So you're having a great time.
Ball.
Absolutely. And you know, how are the fans in New England Dragway? I mean, I hope they're just as giddy as I am when I'm watching a race. Do they show up for you guys?
It's great, and you know, it seems like all the way up the East Coast, they all love Pro Stock, and it seems like the farther north you go, the more they love Pro Stock. So it was great.
Yep.
It makes you feel great to race there. You know, we don't get that all over the country. When we go out west, we're kind of just another one of the classes, you know, another one of the group. But when we go up to the East Coast, and especially in Epping, it makes you feel special. It's like, man, these people dig Pro Stock. They love it. So it's great.
Yeah.
It feels like the old days, you know, and you just don't get that all around the country. So I love going up there.
And that's fantastic, because if you watch like a NASCAR race on Sunday, you see nothing but empty stands, and it just blows your mind. You're like, oh my God.
They didn't have any empty stands this weekend at the drag race.
Nope. Alan was there. He was sending me pictures, and I was so proud. I was like, yes, you know, because I'm from Boston.
Great.
I'm like, we did it. We did it. 60,000 strong, man. We did it. I love it.
Wicked tool, man. Wicked tool.
It is. Alan?
Yeah, this race is coming up in Bristol this weekend. And, you know, what are your thoughts about going into Bristol looking to win like 3 in a row?
Well, that's obviously the goal, and I feel great about it. It's going to be a different challenge. We're going to have extreme heat down here this week. It's been 98, 99 degrees every day in Charlotte this week, only 3 hours from Charlotte. So it's going to be hot, and we're going to have the first day. It's a real hot, real humid weather. So you're going to lose a whole bunch of power when you come from Epping down to Bristol, because you're up in the mountains there. You're up in altitude, and it's going to be hot and steamy. It's going to be tough, so it's going to come down to the crew chiefs. What can they do with these race cars? How can they get them hooked up to the racetrack? And obviously, how can you make enough power? So, complete different challenge than we've had all year. So, we'll just see what we got here. We'll see how flexible we are with the setup we've got with this race car. It's the first time it's going to run in these kind of conditions. So, I'm hoping for big things, but we'll see. It's interesting.
But, you know, something that I found is that, you know, when it is really hot and it is really humid, and like, every, you know, I was just in North Carolina few weeks ago, and I was just like, oh my gosh, you know, this is ridiculous. I was like so miserable. But you're coming off of wins, so you guys are going to be just fine.
I'm going to be fine. I don't know about the rest of the competition, but I'm going to be fine. I'm loving racing right now. I don't care if it's 30 degrees or 100 degrees. I want to go to the racetrack. So I'm super glad we're racing again this weekend. We don't have a weekend off. We get right back on the racetrack and hopefully pick up where we left off. So it's good times again. I haven't had it for a while. It's been a few-year dry spell. And, man, this feels like the good old days when we used to go to the race and I always have a badass hot rod, and we've got that again. So it's a good feeling, man. It's cool.
That's fantastic. Well, tell everybody where they can find you, sir.
Where can they find me?
Yeah, like, do you have Facebook? Do you have Twitter? Do you have Instagram? Do you have, where can
people
catch up
that,
with you?
I didn't you? I say I don't do that stuff.
Oh,
I'm a 54-year-old non-computer. I'm not so much sure the computers are ever going to catch on. I'm that kind of guy, you know. I've got people that do that stuff for me, but I'm not too good at it myself.
There you go.
I'm ashamed to say it.
There you go.
I'm one of the last.
They can follow you on KB Racing. KB Racing
has
a Facebook page.
Yes, they can.
So, well, thank you so much for coming on. You're such a lovely man to talk to. It's so exciting. Just a great time. Thank you so very much.
You're very welcome, guys. Have a great evening out there.
Greg, thanks for
you
coming.
Too.
You bet.
Take
all
care.
Right, bye-bye.
Wow, he's on a high, and he has a reason to be. Let me tell you, that guy's got it going on right now. Well, we're just about to finish up the show, but we have saved the best for last, and that is Robin Snell. She does her Robin 360. She's also a writer for Racing Times magazine. Robin, welcome to the show.
Well, welcome, and thank you guys for having me on. I appreciate it.
I'm so glad you were able to get on. You were texting me like, "Oh, it's not working." No, she
no,
has to come on. She has to come on.
Didn't get through.
So tell everybody about your the blog that you just had. You've had so many readers. How exciting is that?
It's extremely exciting. This season's been extremely successful, and so far this season, I have over 130,000 reads. So that's pretty good.
Wow. Wow, that's huge. That's huge. Alan?
Yeah, Robin, you know, I want you to talk about what you just got accomplished with Buffalo Wild Wings and Baby Declan. How'd you get that, and, you know, how is it running right now?
It's running fantastic. And Chase and April Alexander, Baby Declan's mom and dad, were actually eating lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings, and the owner-manager just started talking to him. You know, what are they doing there and how are they doing? And so they told him about Baby Declan and why they were serving him. He told him about the program that they offer that where you could set up fundraisers and 10% of everybody's meal ticket will go to Baby Declan. So Chase got a hold of me and said, "You want to do this?" I said, "I think it's fantastic." So I did all the legwork for him and got it all set up. And it's for Wednesday, the 24th of June from 11 a.m. to 1 a.m. And you just have to either print out the ticket that's online at the Racing Times and my blog, Robins360, or email me, and all the information is in the blog, and show them your ticket, and then 10% of your meal ticket goes to Declan.
That's fantastic. And that's so cool that they just were like, I instantly want to be involved. You know what I mean? I mean, that's
instantly.
And that's the way it has been. You know, I mean, the moment anybody finds out about Baby Declan, it's like, I'm in. You know what I mean? And I know you. I have my baby cone. My baby cone is you can buy the baby cones from at BGS, at Bowman Gray Stadium. You buy a baby cone, and all the money goes towards Baby Declan. And Brian Wall actually has my cone. So they hang out at his race shop. So Lord only knows what happens to
There's also three guys, decals, and T-shirts that have got a really new good shirt out there. And it's Jason Kennedy, Corey McDonald, and Chris Hunnicutt. And if you go on Baby Declan's Facebook page or on the Keeper of the Cones, you'll be able to see it. Now, those guys jumped on it. They're the ones that are making the T-shirt. And it's got a really cool baby orange cone on it. And it's just fantastic. Yes, and you'll be able to buy those at Bowman.
Didn't Robert get a tattoo?
He did, and they have taken that, basically the same tattoo, put it on T-shirts, and they're going to be selling them. They're $12 each or 2 for $20, and all the profits will go to Declan for them.
That's fantastic. That's it. For all
I know, those three
guys
have done a lot.
Oh, unbelievable. Unbelievable. And I know Robert has a personal reason for why he's so involved in this, and I absolutely love him for it. But for all those of you who don't know, the baby cones, are like literally drivers will put them on their car. Like while they're qualifying, sometimes while they're racing, or they'll put the cone on top of their car if they won. And now we also have drivers that are like challenging each other. You know what I mean? As to, you know, matching laps for laps, you know, matching money to lead laps and stuff like that. It's fantastic. I know that the latest one was Bobo Brown. He decided to challenge.
Yep.
And I just think it's fantastic. And all of these drivers that people think, you know, say they have a rival with them. Well, let me tell you something. Derek Stoltz, you may hate him on the track, but off the track, man, he is one giving guy. And I'm so proud also of my co-host, Brian Wall. He is just fantastic. And I just, what he's done with this, he was one of the first drivers to challenge everybody, and he got on the phone with his sponsor the moment we got the story and we got off the air, and bam, you know, I mean, they his sponsor matched what they had raised so far. And, you know, Tim Brown, I mean, Jason Myers, you know, so many guys, you know, so many drivers, Taylor Robbins, all of them that have come around and want to be a part of this.
Well, Bobo Brown's got the good one out there now, and he's going to do for every lap their favorite driver leads, and also
wow.
for the win. He's given $5 per lap for every lap that Brian Wall and Taylor Robbins leads, and $50 if they win the race, and it all goes to Declan.
Well, let me tell you something. Brian Wall tends to get into victory lane often, and he's due. He's due. I know he's been in third and then in fourth, but he's due this week. So I have a feeling he might be there. Alan?
Yeah, Robin, you know, I do appreciate for all the hard work and everything you do. And I'll tell you, you know, you got to definitely, when you go down to Martinsville or race the Bowman Gray, you definitely got to find Robin because, you know, she's like such a super person. She gets involved in a lot
Absolutely.
Of things. And one thing about Robin, she starts on and she makes sure she doesn't finish until it's finished. And,
well,
you know,
trying to keep up with her that weekend, it was crazy. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And my husband literally, like, latched onto your husband and just said, I'm staying with you. Because these two are crazy and they're just going back and forth.
Well, you can't keep them
out.
You can't. No, go ahead, Robin.
The whole thing about these baby cones, I mean, not only are they at Bowman Gray, we've got them as the Pro All-Star Series.
Wow.
Kaz Grala took
yep.
one with Kyle Busch Motorsports there. Brandon Ward has one
Love
in
Boston.
His car. They're yep. in the K&N Series. Ronnie Bassett and Dylan Bassett have theirs. I mean, it's just, it's taken off. Everybody's involved.
That's fantastic. Yeah. I mean, and you know, it's, and if you meet April and you meet Chase, they are the most lovely couple you'd ever meet in your life. And they're just, I mean, you know, every single day they worry about their child, but at the same time, they always have a smile on their face. And they're so, I don't even know how to say, I mean, they're so positive about everything that's going to happen. And I feel positive too. This child is going to be just fine. Everything is going to be fine. This baby has so many aunts and uncles out there. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. I mean, I do literally consider him to be, you know, like a nephew, you know? I mean, you know, we all get the latest, you know, picture of him, and we put it up there. You know what I mean?
It's
we,
the power of prayer. I mean.
Oh, yeah. He's so adorable, and he's so adorable.
He is, and he's gaining weight. And the thing I
yep.
admire most about Chase and April is, A, they have never asked anybody for anything. This was
wow.
fans and friends and drivers and
yep.
sponsors, even prior sponsors that aren't even on cars are stepping up.
Yep.
So they've
yep.
never
well,
asked for anything, and they're just, they're blown away by all the support they get.
Absolutely.
Here's why I jump in. If their cell phones get shut off and the Heart Transplant Association happens to call, then
right.
Declan dropped from being the first to the last. So
wow.
it was my power that first couple of days there. We got to get money in their hand and quick to keep that
right.
cell phones of theirs on. I mean, that's like
oh,
the,
my gosh.
Their most important link. Yeah. So from there,
yeah.
it just took off.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. If any of you want to know how to get involved with the Baby Declan, if you're on Facebook, just literally search in Baby Declan. You'll immediately get to their group page. Also, I want them to follow you, Robin. How can they find you so our listeners can follow you as well?
You can find me on Twitter at The Racing Times and the number 2. I'm on Facebook under Robin Snell. Pretty much you can go to the Racing Times website, racingtimes.net. Go into the blogs and click on my name, and then you'll find all the information on Declan. I mean, my neighbor even stepped up, Brian Schoonover from Edward Jones, and opened up the
wow.
account for them for free. So all the money
That's
that
fantastic.
We get, you know, could go through Edward Jones. I'd actually like to see some of the Cup drivers get involved. I know April's
yeah.
wish is that Dale Jr. would come see her in the hospital.
Yeah, well... He's engaged now. So,
it's okay. She still wants Dale Jr. to come to the hospital, but he can bring Amy
absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. And it would be nice if he would do that, honestly. It would be
I
nice
think
if
it'd
he
be
would
great.
Do that. It would be absolutely
be great.
Great. And it's something that, You know, I know that a football player, I don't know if you heard this, Ellen, but a football player yesterday, I don't even remember which one it was, my son told me about it, but he had a bunch of like kids that were, you know, from really poor families and this and that, and he literally gave them 80, I think his number was 80. So he took them all to like a toy store, and they had 80 seconds to throw in every single thing that they could into the cart of toys. And he ended up spending like $119,000 on toys. But I mean, but what a feeling you have when something like that happens. You know what I mean? Or for just, you know, anybody to say, you know what, I'm going to get involved and I'm going to change somebody's life today. I mean, you really have to have a special, you know, I really think it's got to be in your DNA in order to do that. But thank you so much for coming on. It's such a pleasure. You need to come on more often.
I'd love to. I just can't wait to see baby Declan at a race at Bowman Gray. I think it would be fantastic.
Oh, gosh. Excuse
me, Robin.
Yeah.
Sorry, Alan.
Before you guys go, you know, when I was in Epping, I just want you to guys remember, I do remember the comments you wrote about the Bluebird special and the senior discount. So I'm just letting you know, I do remember that.
Look, all right. For all of you who don't know what we're talking about, Alan is our boss, okay? And he was with Don, the photographer. And all of a sudden, it shows up on Facebook at 3:30 on a Sunday, 3:30, that he's having dinner with Don at, like, Hooters or something. Or Cracker Barrel. It was at the Cracker Barrel. And I'm like, are you kidding me, 3:30? And the first thing I thought of was early bird special. So I posted that. And then Robin posted right after me. And she said, senior discount.
All I got to say is Alan is one lucky man to have two Robins that spell their name exactly alike underneath him, making him go good.
Well, you're absolutely – he's like, what's it like to be hanging out with Robin at Bowman Gray? I said, oh, my God. I said, she's a little spitfire, man. She's just on it. And I had an absolute blast. And I think what we should do, Alan, is maybe when baby Declan can finally go to his first race, that should be the race we all go down there for.
Yeah, we should – definitely.
Absolutely.
Oh, I think it'd be a great one.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for coming on, Robin. And we're going to tell everybody where they can go to Baby Declan's page. It'll be on our Facebook page if you need any information. I also have the address if you want to send, you know, toys or onesies or binkies or whatever you want to send Declan. I have that information for you to give out. Thank you so much for coming on, Robin. And please don't make it the last time. This is the first of many.
No worries. My pleasure. Thanks so much, guys. Have a great evening.
Thanks, Robin.
You too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That's Robin Snell. She's a writer. She's a reporter. She's everything. Her and her husband, they're fantastic people. You've got to spend time with them. Well, Ellen, we got through it. Can you believe it? We had like five guests. We had five guests. I had to get up and I had to tell Doug, I'm like, well, we're running like 5 minutes late. He's like, oh, okay, that's fine. But I think if I had said over 5 minutes, he would have hung up. But I was able to keep him on the line. So thank God for that. So in saying that, we do want to thank Cameron Haley, and we wish him nothing but the best at Iowa. We want to thank Brett Hearn. We want to thank Greg Anderson. We want to thank Doug Dunleavy. And, of course, we want to thank you, my dear Alan, for making all of this happen, and all of our fans for also making this happen. Next week, we will actually be on a different server, so our quality is going to be absolutely fantastic. We've got a little partnership going on with Victory Lane Racing. Super excited about that. Don't forget, on Saturday morning, you have to come back to the same exact network, the Fantasy Sports Network. You are going to hear Vic Clevenger at 8 o'clock in the morning. This guy is a riot. And he is about to blow up across this country. If you don't know who he is, you will know who he is. We can't wait for that show to happen. We will have the links to it, everything. And we've got some other things in store. We'll tell you all later on. Alan, have a great weekend.
All right, you too.
Okay, I will. Thank you, everybody. It's another week. We had five guests. God only knows who we get next week. Thank you so much, everybody. It's Checkered Flag.